is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, tomorrow, Friday, 10th, is supposed to be the deadline date for the implementation and end of the use of the old Naira notes. So what that means is, if we're to go by the original plan, by tomorrow, the old notes in the country are supposed to be illegal. But if that would be the case, now Nigerians don't know. We don't know. There's a lot of confusion right now. This is because the Supreme Court has said that the federal government, CBN, should not implement that February 10 deadline. And it's not just the Supreme Court that said that. Remember that some state governments had also gone to court, filed a suit, three state governments to be precise, and they've been challenging the Naira redesign policy of the CBN. The Rivers State government, Governor Wike was speaking while commending the Supreme Court for that particular order, said that, well, the state might even have to join in the suit against the federal government, saying that the PDP in Rivers State is not in support of the policy. Oh, we have Kaduna State government as well. We have Zamfara State government as well, part of that suit. Kogi State as well. We had even political parties, remember, who had gone to court to say that the federal government must not postpone the February 10 deadline for the to ban the use of the old Naira notes. That, remember, we had a few parties that were there, the NRM, New Nigeria, Rescue Movement, three or four political parties were involved in that and have said, well, no, the February deadline should stand, that implementation must be done. But now the Supreme Court has said otherwise. Which brings us to this very important question. So if you're listening, you can get on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Again, on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. That is the Facebook handle. And you're going to find this particular question we're asking you there on Facebook. We need your response to it. It says, now that we have all of this, the suits by the state government, the order from the Supreme Court, will the deadline date for the use of the old Naira notes be extended? Do you think that those suits and the order by the Supreme Court will cause any change? Would it force the federal government to think otherwise and the CBN to then say, we are going to extend this and we are no longer going to implement this on the February 10 deadline date? Let us know what you think on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Quickly, at Nigeria Info PH, we need to hear from you. On Twitter as well, we are live, and you can also respond to the same question on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. On WhatsApp, you can send in your response and opinion to 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416. My guest this morning to join in on the conversation, perhaps we can come to some very good understanding as to what the order means, is no other than a legal practitioner and a political analyst, Chioma Choko. You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is actually your first time in the studios this year, isn't
it? Yeah, you are.
So I did not abandon you. Don't bring that. Don't even bring that leg. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, my dear.
Happy Valentine's Day in advance.
Well, I would happily accept that one.
You should, because I know you're getting married.
I'm actually in the mood already.
You're getting married.
Yes.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
Thank you. But
let's get to the business of the day as quickly as possible. It has to do with this particular Supreme Court order,
yes,
and the fact that from tomorrow we're supposed to see the old Naira notes become illegal. What does the Supreme Court order really mean? Let's start from there. For some people, they do not understand. What does it mean?
Well, to me, people have to understand that the order which the Supreme Court made yesterday is not the final order. It's not the final decision of the Supreme Court.
Okay.
I will tell you, a lot of persons were asking, how come the matter was not commenced from the High Court and all that they ran to the Supreme Court? Yes. Once there is a matter conflicting between the state government and the federal government, the right place, which is the original jurisdiction of the Supreme Court, is to approach the Supreme Court. And that was actually what they did. But that order, as at yesterday, is not the final order. It's what we call in law an entering order, an order that exists within a limited period of time. Let's say there is an emergency. You saw the cacophony, the uproar, which the people, inclusive of you and I, have been experiencing. And as a matter of fact, a set of persons deemed it wise to approach the Supreme Court to say the sufferings of the masses should be kept on hold, should be kept in abeyance pending the determination of the Supreme Court, which is in the substantive application for which they've advanced the court for. But as of today, that order is temporary. So it is to say that the decision of the CBN governor or the board of directors of the CBN, which has also, as a matter of fact, the inclusion of the decision of the president, if you look at the CBN Act 2007 and all that, what that order means is that the decision which you've earlier taken to ensure or to abrogate the old Naira notes should be kept in abeyance pending when the final decision of the Supreme Court will be made.
So
what it means is that the old Naira note will still be in subsistence or in existence as a matter of fact.
That's the question it's bringing me to. If we're going to go by that interim order, as you've explained now, it means that we can still use the old Naira note even after the 10th
of
February.
Of course.
But the federal government hasn't said anything. Is the federal government mandated to obey that interim order?
Let me say this.
The CBN and the federal government.
Let me say this. The law, even by the provision of the Constitution itself, particularly Section 1, Sub 3, is of the fact that the law is a respecter of nobody, which is a person, authority, a government, an institution, whether living or no living thing, provided you are existing within the confines where such laws covers, you are bound by the decision of the court. You are bound by the regulation or decision of that law.
But we've seen now, several
the Supreme
laws
Court decision.
In the past,
no. That is an order of the Supreme Court. Until the Supreme Court says otherwise, the federal government is mandated by the order of the court to give total subscription to the order. You look at what happened yesterday. Immediately, the order was made. The CBN governor quickly had to advance the president, which was to redecide or consider the position of the... In fact, if I use the word consider, I think I may be wrong. Because you don't have, as at that moment, the CBN governor and the president, as a matter of fact, or the presidency, doesn't have any other option than to allow the Supreme Court order flow. We understand that in our own setting, or our own democratic setting, where we are, where we find ourselves, there is this habitual attitude of the presidency, or those at the helm of affairs of the government, disrespecting the orders of the court. But I know that the president understands how significant this particular order is and shall give total subscription to the order of the Supreme Court, as a matter of fact. So, for me, the Supreme Court, the federal government, and the CBN governor, we subscribe to the decision of the Supreme
Court. You said interim, so it's pending when a final order will be given.
Exactly.
How long is this interim order?
Interim orders, I think the last, I may not be too correct, just in case I stand to be correct, I think 11 days or thereabouts.
So it means that if we're going to go by that, it means that after 11 days, the Supreme Court should have given another order.
It can be extended. It can be extended. If you look at the date that was taken, which I'm not aware, it cannot exceed within that 11 days period. The reason is that it will now give the lawyer, the counsel who is actually handling that matter, to come to court to say, make an application to the court to say, extend the order of the court which you've made. So the court has the powers to also say, we extend it by 3 days, four days, within which that application, of course, what they've gone to court to do is a matter of interpretation, which does not take time. It's an originating process, summon. So once processes are exchanged, pleadings are processes are exchanged. What the court does is to give an interpretation as to. And I know that what the Supreme Court will be looking at are two things. I have always said it. The Supreme Court does not just look at the provisions of the law. The Supreme Court is the court of law, the court of equity, and court of public policy. How do I mean? The Supreme Court will consider the provisions of the CBN Act. And if you look at it, from the provisions of Section 18 down to 2022, it provides for the powers of the CBN to make the regulations which they are making now. That is, call for the change of notes or coins and all that. Mm. That is within the purview of their power, although with the consent of the president, as a matter of fact. And if you look at it very well, the question every reasonable person would ask is, were these orders or procedures or processes followed by the CBN governors? You and I, we've been reading on the pages of newspapers. CBN governor never did anything outside the directive or decision of the presidency. Look at the...
But many said the Naira redesign was shrouded in loads of secrecy, which became a major problem.
I keep telling people, in as much as you and I are suffering, because I know that a lot of persons who are listening will be like, is the lawyer not actually partaking from this labor and suffering? I am. But by the provisions of the law, it must not be done in public. It is not like come to the National Assembly and make it open. No. It's a decision that will be taken by the board of directors, inclusive of the president.
The governors are not supposed to be. RFI was making a point that if this is something that you want to implement across the
state, those are political reasons. Is RFI part of the board of directors? Is it the CBN governor? What the provision, I can read it out for you. What the provision says is that the CBN and board of directors should, we do that, or shall, as a matter of fact, the language of the law, is that they shall do that in compliance with the decision of, because the decision, consent of the president must be sought first and obtained. Mm-hmm. And each of the steps that were taken, even the extension by 10 days, you and I are aware that the CBN governor advanced the presidency for that particular extension. So where does RFI come in? Where does the governors come in?
Mm.
So for me, they are only bidding for their political ambition and all that. But I think that there could have been other ways, which is the reason it is not a bad thing to fade off a note or currency in a particular nation. Mm. You understand? Look at what is happening now in UK and all that. After the death of the Queen, there were suggestions to that effect, as a matter
redesign
of fact. Yes, redesign of the, what is it
the
called?
Pound the pound sterling.
Note. Yes. So it is not peculiar to Nigeria. And there is no particular decision. A lot of persons are saying, yes, this decision was actually born out of political reasons. The law did not state the time, whether it should be done in June, July, or January. No. The CBN governor has the sole right to decide, even on the first day of the year, to redesign the coins or the notes.
Okay. We have a short commercial coming, but quickly, before we go on that break, the Attorney General of the Federation, Abubakar Malami, asked the Supreme Court to dismiss the suit. Now, we know that this judgment from the Supreme Court, or the interim, coming from the Supreme Court, was a result of some of the governors of certain states who went to court, in specific three, Kaduna, Kogi, and Zamfara.
Yes.
And the AGF, through its lawyers, had said that the federal government is arguing that the Supreme Court lacks jurisdiction to entertain the suit, and they're asking the court to strike out the suit for lack of jurisdiction. Is that a problem?
Well, for me, when you say the Supreme Court lacks jurisdiction, I do not know the grounds, because in law, if you are saying that the court does not have powers to do a particular thing, the grounds of which you are stating that must be enunciated in that paper. So I may not know the grounds for which they are saying that the Supreme Court does not have the power, but I know that Supreme Court in certain cases, as a matter of fact, do enjoy original jurisdiction in some specific matters. And I was able to mention them here. When it is a power, but then when it is a conflict between the state and the federal government, the original jurisdiction of the Supreme Court is activated, as a matter of fact. When it is, let's say, between the state assembly and the National Assembly, the original jurisdiction of the Supreme Court is activated. Now, look at the part of the reason I feel that the Attorney General of the state, of the Federation, had gone to court to say, dismiss this application of these persons for some of these reasons. These are persons who did not go in the capacity. It is not an interest that is conflicting between the state and the federal government.
All right,
if you look at it from his pure view.
Hold that thought. When we return after the commercial, we'll get more into it. 08090306416 WhatsApp number.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And the show continues on Facebook and on Twitter. We are live. Be a part of the conversation. You really want to go on there. It's extra special on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You not only get to listen, you also get to watch from wherever you are in the world. You get to watch us live and put in your contribution at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. My guest is a legal practitioner and a political analyst. We are looking at the Supreme Court order, interim order, stopping the federal government and the CBN from implementing the February 10 deadline for the circulation of the old Naira notes. We're asked you a question. With the order from the Supreme Court following the suits that were filed by several state governments, will the deadline date for the use of the old Naira notes be extended? What's your view? My guest has said the CBN, the federal government, the presidency has no choice but to obey that interim order pending a final order that would come from the Supreme Court after a day in court. Well, I'll take our minds back. A group of political parties had also gone to court, if you remember, and they sued the president, the CBN, and the CBN governor, along with 25 Nigerian banks as defendants. Now, this extension followed the outcry that came with the scarcity of the new Naira notes. Anyways, I'll just jump off to the ruling. The ruling on the opposition party's ex parte application on Monday, the judge issued an order restraining the CBN from suspending or interfering with the currency redesign deadline of February 10. Now, I'll go back to my guest, but then you can send in your questions and contributions 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. I'm trying to get the names of those political parties. I actually watched their briefing, press briefing at the time. Where does this now leave the situation? Because they had gone to court first, this opposition political party, several of them. I think the NRM was one of them. I think the AAC was it. But some of the new parties, not very popular ones, all came together and went to court. About 4 to 5 of them, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not very sure now. And that was what they were asking the courts to grant them, stopping the federal government or the CBN from tampering with that February 10 date, which is tomorrow. Whether it's the Supreme Court that gave it might be another issue, maybe because it wasn't from the Supreme Court, then someone would say the Supreme Court is superior. But where does that leave us?
Well, I think you've just answered the question, because that was exactly what I was making my permutations on. Is it which court did they advance? That is the question. If these political parties, as a matter of fact, because if you look at it, if you recall the question you asked me originally as to the reasons for which the Attorney General, as a matter of fact, sorry, I'm digressing, had gone to court to say, remove this matter from your court, which is the Supreme Court. And I did say, I repeat, that the Supreme Court has original jurisdiction over certain matters. Now, the matter even instituted by this class of persons, because it's a class action, they have gone in to stand in on our behalf, on behalf of every Nigerian that is suffering. Their matter might even survive in a way, because if you look at it critically, the matter for which we are asking courts today, different courts, is not a matter between a state and the federal government, which confers original jurisdiction on the Supreme Court. It is not also at the same time a matter between the National Assembly and the State Assembly that confers original jurisdiction on the Supreme Court. It is not also a matter between a state and another state that also confers, by virtue of Section 232 sub 1, original jurisdiction on the Supreme Court. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, look at it. Which court? Because I think that the right court for you to even commence this proceeding is at the Federal High Court.
Okay.
It's at the Federal High Court, because it has to do with
But from
political parties,
yes.
Persons, and the CBN from as
what
a person.
From what they have here, it says it's the FCT High Court at Wuse's
Very Zone good. Very, as if I knew.
The CBN to,
very good.
To ensure that the enforcement of
very
the
very good. Very
stands.
Good. Very good. As if you read it. Mm. Now, the answer to the question is that we will not just because the Supreme Court has made an order and believe that the decision of the Supreme Court will be. Because at this material time, what it will be taking is that the matter, the facts, or the law has not been texted correctly. So the Supreme Court, once they see that the matter which was commenced in their court was not ordinarily supposed to be commenced there, we strike at that suit, then all of us will now fall back to the one that was commenced by this class of persons, and which is the one that the court has assumed the original decision, which is the
no,
court.
We need to understand this before we open the phone lines, because we still need to understand.
Okay.
So we had these, I think I get the name of the parties now.
Yes.
The Action Alliance, the
Let us even assume that political parties.
Yes, political parties. Just for emphasis sake, yes. The APM and the National Rescue Movement, four of them had gone to court. They are the parties that went to court. And the High Court in Abuja has ordered that the CBN ensures that it enforces the 10th of February deadline. Mm. Now we have the Supreme Court. So are you saying we need to understand properly which of these courts have the powers and which of these ones would be obeyed if this had come first?
I understand what your question
and
is
now
that
the Supreme Court is coming
later. Your question is that the order which these people are seeking at the lower court, which
Since
is federal
they already
high court,
got, they already got
they've
the
already gotten,
the
and then
court.
There is another court. Now let me say this: there is a way judges and lawyers behave. There is a way court orders are also respected and obeyed. If the Supreme Court, as at today, has made an order, that order of the Supreme Court, whether rightly or wrongly made, supersedes the decision of the Federal High Court. However, you will recall and agree with me that the decision of the Federal High Court is not also a final decision. The Federal High Court will stay put, will still have proceedings, watching and observing the decision of the Supreme Court. Because, like I did say, that matter that has been advanced to the Supreme Court is a matter that can even be dispensed within a month because it has to do with interpretation of statute.
Mm.
So the Federal High Court will use wisdom and give a long date to allow the decision of the Supreme Court to come out. Once the decision of the Supreme Court favors in final the parties, the governors as a matter of fact, the one that
concerns the
consensus
political parties
will automatically die. They will strike it out because automatically the lawyer will just say this decision was made by the Supreme Court just yesterday. My Lord applied.
So yours
it. So the court
irrelevant.
Will not exude rascality, what we call judicial rascality. So immediately the court will
so technically the High Court
played out recently in decision of what is it called PDP and some other political parties where the Federal High Court made decision. Immediately it got to Court of Appeal to another line. The same court that made the decision originally upturned itself.
So what you're saying is technically the High Court would technically
the
Federal High Court would technically
stay proceedings exactly.
By maybe extending dates or giving
that
just to wait for what the Supreme Court does
exactly.
Instead of outrightly saying okay no
exactly that
okay.
Is what we play out.
All right, now I think people would understand that better. Let's see how it goes, but we'll open the phone lines. We know that you have quite a lot of contributions to make, so let's open the phone lines and hear from you. 070-0923-0923. Don't also forget that you can send WhatsApp messages 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416 is the WhatsApp number. You mentioned the act establishing the CBN.
Yes.
And its operation mode.
Yes.
Does that operation mode include when you redesign a note, you give a time frame for which it must, after which the old note should be removed?
From what I have read, there is no time limit.
Okay.
There is no specific time within which the withdrawal
of the old notes
or the facing off of the old notes, you understand, it is not specifically fixed. And that is why a lot of people are making, I wouldn't know if I'll call it positive or negative, negative imputations as to the limitation of time. And let me even say that part of the uproar you are seeing today, and it would have been a perfect idea, but because there is a placement of time within which persons who are in possession of such currency are expected to return same to the bank, that is why you're having this up and down. You understand?
So ordinarily,
we discussed here silently. This is not the first time the CBN is making this redesign. The 20 naira, 5 naira, 10 naira, all of them.
The polymer note
and the smart note. They were all redesigned. And people never felt it the way we are feeling 500, 1,200 today. The reason for which people are saying, even part of the reason I'm saying this cacophony is that people are having or believing that it was done for political reasons in order to prevent certain persons or political parties from purchasing vote from the people. And I think that target was actually, if you calculate it very well, virtually everybody, inclusive of the politicians, do not have money.
But then what that means is, wouldn't the CBN be going against what is written in law for its in the conference of
operations? If there is no specific time
mm-hmm.
within which the CBN, as a matter of fact, can, out of extension of their powers, place a limitation of time, because remember, the decision is within the board of directors. So if they decide to do it this way, if the president gives approval to their decision, it stands.
Okay.
It becomes law.
All right. 0700923-0923. Will this Supreme Court order see an extension of the deadline? Some of the messages on Facebook. Let's start from Facebook Live. Collins says most times the president implements the bad policies before he leaves office. Nigerians are suffering. Anthony Onjuku says, good morning. An order made by a court takes effect immediately it is made. So the Supreme Court order should be obeyed by all parties concerned. Samuel Okon says, Andrew, my opinion on this issue is just to maintain the dates issued by the federal government so we can move on with the new cash, which is now something I wanted to also point out. Nigerians even seem not to believe in the order of the Supreme Court. People still are concerned because people feel that we have a government who has a habit of not obeying court orders. Hence, we might still see that come tomorrow, people might not use the old notes. So how do we do that? And what would it mean for the status of the judiciary if that happens?
I will not validate that wrong opinion in your studio. I will not. It is an order of the court, and I want to emphatically state and say that order shall be obeyed by the Supreme Court. I am not in their mind, but I want to tell you, by tomorrow, it will be extended. It is a living decision. That decision is alive. It has blood running in its streams. Not even the federal government can stop it or refuse to obey it. So nobody should disbelieve in the order of the Supreme Court. It is come. Let me tell you something. There have been instances where the federal government has, look at it, the case of Nnamdi Kanu and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the reason people are thinking.
Exactly.
Believing that the Supreme Court will not also give subscription to this particular one. But I want to tell you, I have read the mind of the federal government. By tomorrow, people will still, that old note will still be a legal tender in this nation.
Let's go to Echi. Lugard is on the line. Lugard, you're welcome. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, my brother.
All right, Lugard, good morning. Talk to us.
Yeah, Lugaman from Eje. Yes, I need your guest in the studio.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Yes, your guests have spoken extensively well, and you asked us questions. My brother, we're not in a banana republic. This is a country that is governed by law. And I believe too well that the Supreme Court is the highest court of the land. And the judgment they gave, for me, President Muhammadu Buhari and the President of this Republic of Nigeria should abide by the law. Because if they do not...
Hello, Lugard.
A lawless country. We're on a lawless country, so they should abide by this law. And I also commend the three northern governors for taking the bull by the horn. They are proving to their people that, yes, people elected them into power. I commend them so much.
All right, Lugard, thank you very much. Let's take a few WhatsApp messages. This is an interesting question I would like to ask, but that will be after the WhatsApp messages. I hope I don't forget it. I really don't want to. Okay, quickly on WhatsApp. Good morning. My name is Chris Nwaguma. It says, your guest in the studio is a proud son of Echi, and I've said it all. I commend him, but Governor Erufo and his group are doing what they are doing for their own political benefit. Okay, this person just hinted on the question I was going to ask next, so I don't think I would forget. I stand with President Buhari on the new Naira Note design. He should not obey any kangaroo Supreme Court. The policy is to mop out illegal money in the economy. Those with illegal monies are fighting now our beloved President, Engineer George. This person says, under democracy, government policies are aimed at making life better for the masses. Since this Naira note redesign policy was brought severe sufferings to the masses for poor implementation plan, the Supreme Court decision will help the masses better. Also, let the court order the CBN to allow both old and new Naira notes coexist to reduce self-inflict sufferings. Elder Joel Adolphus from Degema, you sent in that one. We have a caller from Aba Idris. You're welcome. Good morning.
Yeah, well, good morning, Andrew.
Yep, you're welcome, Idris. Good morning.
Yeah, I really thank the Supreme Court. They have really tried. And how I wish even they didn't give this up. Because they have even helped the federal government and the CBN. Because if not because of their judgment, by tomorrow, the Nigerian government might be having more crises in their hand if they suspend the old note from being legal tender. But be it as it may, they have come to their rescue by giving this order. And for sure, just like your guest in the studio said, they will extend it. Because there is nothing they can do. A new note is nowhere to be found in the economy for 2 weeks that they have threatened to abandon this old note. The new note is not in circulation. But eventually, they suspend the old note tomorrow. What are people going to do? So the CBN, the Supreme Court has actually helped them by giving this order. If not, if they had go ahead by suspending it by tomorrow, they will have trust in their hands.
Okay, Idris, thank you very much. Let's see, more calls. This one says, I'm not all against the currency change. It should have been a systematic arrangement to withdraw the old notes out of circulation in such a way that it would have minimal impact on the people. The method is military in nature. Gabriel sent in that message. Jay from Aba says, the interim judgment is in the interest of the people and also in the interest of this particular set of people. It brings us to this question that I want to ask now.
Yes.
People are saying, does the state governments and various state governments, do they have the rights or the powers to have taken the government to court just like they're doing now when we still have petrol scarcity and increased price of petrol? And we also had ASUU strike for months.
Yes.
So what stopped the state governors at that time to have done what they are doing now with regards to the Naira redesign?
Thank you.
Were Nigerians not in abject pain at that time?
Thank you. It's a very good question. And other, I think this is part of some of the questions I would need expansive time to elucidate on. This is not the very first time, just like you've rightly mentioned. Mm. And I want to borrow a leaf from it. Some few months ago, ASUU strike took about 12
almost
months.
A year.
About 12 months, which affected all the nooks and crannies of this nation. There is no state that does not have a federal. If you don't have a federal university, okay, you have exactly any of your wards, your relation somehow in each of the federal institutions. Nobody, inclusive of these persons that have come out today to say they want to fight for Nigerians, came out to say we want to fight for these students. There was not too long ago, NSAS protest.
NSAS protest, yes.
Which was born out of the brutality of the Nigerian police. It cannot be compared with the suffering of the masses as of today. There has also been scarcity of petrol. You and I are aware that even before, I had to calculate myself whether I can even convey myself to your studio, looking at my tank and all that. None of the state governors have come up to say, let us go and challenge either the Minister of Petroleum, the federal government, or Attorney General, whatever. But because it bites them, and I keep telling the people, once it is about the government, they tend to love you. Once it is about the people, they abandon and jettison you. Look at their gimmicks, look at their style, look at their pattern. You think they are fighting for you? They are fighting for their children. These persons who have gone to court probably do not have money, sufficient cash, raw cash in their hands. Mm. If, for those other governors that, for me, they stash monies in their houses and all that, they can wake up and say, they have their country, they can easily call each of the bank managers and say, please, kindly exchange 1 billion naira for me and all that. They did not go to fight for Nigerians. They are there for their political reasons. Mm. And what is the political reason they are protecting? They are protecting and fighting for 2023 election. These are persons that want to purchase
votes.
Hold
your thoughts. Let's go to about three. Good news. Good morning.
Good morning, my brother, Mark.
All right, go on.
I want to say categorically that stand with the CBN on this policy, the only place I would have advised is to ensure that they talk to the telecommunication sectors so that transfers, PS, all those ones can work. Now, imagine that this central governors had gone to the Supreme Court. The question is, do the Supreme Court have the jurisdiction to look into this matter? The answer is no, because I don't know not too much, but I know that anything that goes to the Supreme Court is about a matter between the state and the federal government, or state and state on legal constitutional matter, not on three other matters. Now, if you look where the people that went to that court, they knew why they did not add CBN as a joinder. Because if they have added CBN as a joinder, the Supreme Court could have said they are not interested, that is beyond their jurisdiction. But they said the federal government, the CBN through the federal government, they are telling the federal government. And now, the point is that the CBN, the federal government has gone to challenge them. I believe that at the end of the day, the Supreme Court will answer, but first, an order has been made. I know that the federal government will obey the order. That look at what the governors are doing. Now, the APC and PDP big men are together because it has choked them. People that are saying the people are suffering. But fuel has been very scarce. Privacy has been very scarce on online. Transportation has increased. None of them has gone to court.
Good news.
The NPC.
Thank you very much. Because of the time we have, let's go to Ada George. Chima, you're next. Talk to us as fast as you can. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, Andrew. True. You see, I think I blame CBN on this policy. Why we still have it linger. You see, when you are disbursing this money, this new Naira note, it should have been monitored effectively, knowing the kind of bank manager that we have. I think the bank manager was the people who sabotaged every effort of CBN. You understand? They sabotage it. They hobnob with the politicians. How can you carry cash and keep taking cash to various politicians? So that was why there was a shortage of cash that led to...
But you know, Chima, we don't have any proof of that happening. So you're saying it as though you saw a bank manager carrying cash to a politician.
Bank managers are the ones who sabotage the effort of CBN. That's anyways, the problem.
Okay.
But the
conversation now is not even targeted at bank managers. We had that conversation for the banks yesterday. We are talking about the order and whether you think the federal government would obey it.
I believe the order should be obeyed, because Supreme Court, by the FS Court, the order has to be obeyed.
All right, Chima. Thank you.
I'm saying that CBN should have monitored this effectively.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chima. Quickly, let's get to you from where we stopped. Some people, for political reasons, many are saying is why to curb vote buying, etc. We have about 3 minutes. So in 2 minutes, you have to just wrap this up for me. Najatu Mohammed, who's a former APC PCC member, had said that the person in charge of printing and mint at the CBN is a brother to the first lady of this country, Aisha Buhari. If it's for political reasons, and this is what they are doing, that she feels that the possibility of abusing that office is very high. Don't you think, and we have the APC and the PDP going back and forth, this one accusing that one of plotting to scuttle the election and etc. Is it that this policy is in generality for all the political parties? Or maybe this is like the PDP accusing the APC, saying it's you trying to ensure that other people do not have access to this and you have access to this. But Tinubu has also come out to say this is targeted at me. And he's a member of the APC. So now keeping people confused, where do you think this stands if it's for political reasons? How does it play a role?
For me, I think it's for political reason. Looking at the time for which this decision was actually thought out as a matter of fact. But I may want to say that President Muhammadu Buhari, even though I am one of those persons who have not supported most of his negative policies, I want to believe that one of the best policies he wants to leave, or one of the best legacies he wants to leave in office, is to ensure that the 2023 general elections come in the most credible manner. And one of the ways in which the presidency, as a matter of fact, can achieve this is by this policy that was put out by the CBN governor.
Mm.
It was not originally, or even as of today, targeted at a political party, because you cannot tell me that the PDP does not have the wherewithal to purchase votes. Neither will you also tell me that the APC, looking at their figureheads, Tinubu as it were, and then Atiku on the other part. Does not also, the both presidential candidates and even the national House of what is it called, National Assembly candidate and all that trickle it down to our own part do have money to purchase votes. But this is one policy that the president has come up to say, I do not want Nigerians to sell their vote. Let the best person that can be fitting.
Hold that thought there. Let's just go on this very short commercial. When we return, you wrap things up for us on the Morning Crossfire. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Nigeria's number one talk radio station. Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. We are back.
Okay, quickly as we attempt to wrap things up, Choma Choko, thank you very much for your time. You were trying to give a parting words before we went on that very short commercial. So tell us, you think it's political? It's targeted at any of the political parties because they all have the ability to do this.
Well, let me just conclude by saying that primarily, I do not think it may have political undertone, but I do not think at the same time that it was targeted at a particular person. But I think the purpose, if I'm looking at the mind of the president, is to ensure that 2022 elections come in its best manner and ways.
Thank you very much, Choma Choko, for your time. Legal practitioner and political analyst. And he's also getting married pretty soon for all the single ladies that keep shouting it. So that they know. So, madam,
you are taking it far.
Thank you very much for your time. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. Jude is up next with Hello Port Harcourt. Do stick around. And please, we have a court order. Let's see what happens between now and tomorrow. In the meantime, the old note still remains a legal tender. Accept it and use it. Bye for now.